Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where we are wrapping up, doing a wrap-up episode, I should say, on this week's interview with Audrey Kaiser. And she said some powerful stuff. Again, gosh, I find it fascinating the connections that get made when you step one foot in front of the other and just follow what is inside and driving you to move forward. We all have that opportunity to do that. But she said something extremely interesting where she talked about we all have a big mission and it is individually ours. And there are some that have gone before us that have not fulfilled the mission, and yet they know the calling is there. They just didn't know how to get to it. And this podcast and these guests and Audrey and everybody that I connect with and you and all the listeners to this podcast, this is something where it connects us on a deeper, more, a very, very connected level. I'm just going to go with that for lack of a better word that's coming into my mind. Yeah. I record these after I do the episodes. And so sometimes my mind is just buzzing with all the things that we talked about. And in the entrepreneurial space, it can be extremely lonely and it can be extremely isolating. And I've talked about that on a few podcasts with some of the guests, but overcoming that and stepping out into the world of saying, hey, you know what? Here I am, exactly like I am, with, you know, the ups and downs and pluses and minuses and anything that we critique in ourselves first, here I am, because I promise you that your calling and your mission in life is bigger than anything in your mind that is holding you back. It's just you that needs to strip that away. And if we can step forward into that, I promise you also that anybody outside of your own head does not see you that way. They do not see you with the lens that you have built over time, or that has built over time for you viewing yourself, and how we project who we are. And if we feel lost, or we feel uncertain, or we feel not good enough, or maybe not quite there, or whatever those things are that are clouding the vision of who we are and dimming the light that we have inside that really drives us forward in that mission. That is the piece. Those are the components that we have to answer the call. We have to answer the call. But what we also need to do is move away from all the things that we have in front of ourselves holding ourselves back. And sometimes that's ugly and messy and not quite perfect and not articulate enough, or whatever it is, how we do it. You can always move forward and it does not have to be perfect. In fact, I can almost promise you that it's probably not going to be perfect, but you're moving forward and in the action, you will find clarity. So always continue to move forward in your business. Continue to move forward. Like Audrey said, it's combined. So move forward in all of those areas in your life, because as you do that, you will step into the leadership, the powerful, the go-getter role, the calling, the mission that you were destined for. So anyways, guys, it's been such a good episode, you know, jamming with her this week. And I so value you listening to this podcast and everything that you bring to the table and the emails I've gotten, the responses I've had, the changes that it's made, the ahas it's brought for you in your life. Those lift me up, because in me stepping forward blindly into something that I had no idea how it was going to shape or take form or what it was going to look like, I just wanted to be a beacon somewhere for someone, just one. And if it changed the world at any level, then I fulfilled my mission and you guys are helping me with that. So thank you. I dearly appreciate every single one of you listening to these episodes. And if you have any questions, do feel free to reach out. I love the connection. I love being connected to all of you. So please don't hesitate. If there's something on your heart, please put it out there because I want to hear it and I want to help you. And in turn, you are helping me by listening to this podcast. So I owe you one. Anyways, as always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.